The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Fionn Davenport with me now, the travel journalist and Lonely Planet author. Do not adjust your sets. It is not time for the ultimate guide with Fionn. That is tomorrow. Right now, though, Fionn has sage advice, as he always does, it has to be said, about finding the best deal. Because, Fionn, there's a kind of a narrative emerging maybe that with the lifting of the passenger cap at Dublin Airport in the summer, there's going to be new routes everywhere, loads of extra seats, cheap as chips.
I mean, if the law of economics work, then the increased capacity on routes, and so Ryanair adding increased capacity on 18 existing services to the likes of Faro, Ibiza, Valencia, Malta, Milan, should technically mean lower prices because the more seats available, the cheaper they should be. Now, then you have to factor in summer demand. So demand goes up, prices go up accordingly. The one new route that is a direct consequence of the suspension rather than the lifting of the cap is a new twice weekly service to Rabat in Morocco. More to come, perhaps. There are new services announced, particularly transatlantic, exciting ones. I covered one of them last week on The Ultimate Guide to Nashville. It is worth pointing out just that the cap is suspended, and it's not just Ryanair who were in opposition. It's all of the airlines, well, certainly Aer Lingus, Ryanair, and A4A, which is the Airlines for America, so a conglomerate of US-based airlines, they're all against it. The DAA itself was against it, the cap. And just for anyone who isn't familiar with it, because lest they think that, like, oh my God, they're trying to poison our atmosphere, the cap only exists as a result of onboard Planalto's decision pre the construction of Terminal 2. It says, look, you can build this terminal, but you have to cap number of passengers 32 million with a concern that road infrastructure would get clogged. Now, that was 2007, so that's 18 years ago. The roads have all been upgraded since then. So the cap is redundant, really, and the hope is that it'll be adjusted accordingly. The Dublin Airport had lodged an application in late 23, so just over a year and a bit ago, to increase capacity to 40 million passengers. And that would require works such as existing piers at the airport, and that would cost around $2.5 billion. The current suspension is based on what they call a no-build application with Fingal County Council, which means is that they can increase the cap. They can handle 36 million passengers without any new construction. So that's the background to what's happening. As a result, Ryanair, as I said, have announced, yes, we're going to announce this brand new service to Rabat. We're going to base 34 aircraft at Dublin, up from 33, including 14 of their new 737-200s, their really kind of latest jets. They're also going to increase capacity on 18 existing services. Meanwhile, Kieran, meanwhile, you have airlines announcing new routes independently of the cap. Do you want to hear about those?
Yeah. Tell me about them.
Okay, so last week, so Aer Lingus, as I said, they've got two new routes, one to Nashville, which starts in April, and then another to Indianapolis in May. They have a Las Vegas route that is seasonal. United Airlines, now this is a kind of an exciting one, they announced plans to increase capacity on flights between Ireland and the US by more than 40%. As part of their summer 2025 schedule. From the 29th of March, it's going to double its frequencies on the Dublin to Washington, D.C. route from 1 to 2 daily services. They're also going to put the Boeing 787 Dreamliner on the Dublin-Chicago O'Hare route, and they also operate daily flights to Dublin to Newark, as well as seasonal summer services from Shannon to Newark and Chicago.
Is that then where there might be value to be had, like a 40% increase in capacity? Yeah. Because, I mean, Ryanair, 34 planes instead of 33 is a, 3% increase in the number of planes you have there?
But I mean, more services. But the interesting part of Ryanair's announcement is, other than the new route to Rabat, it's the increased capacity on 18 existing services. So that, in effect, will mean more seats on planes.
Okay. So there will be maybe kind of deals to be had in that regard. But again, some of those
None that I'm seeing today.
Okay.
But yes, nominally, you should expect so.
But maybe keep an eye on those newer routes, as you mentioned, that are going to be operated to and from the States and other places.
The other one I'd mention is Delta Airlines, which have a new route to Detroit starting in May 2025. Okay. And that's an interesting one, is that Detroit, which for a very long time was seen as kind of like an exemplar of all that is wrong with like cities in America, has underwent like this enormous boom in the last few years. It's really dynamic. It's a real artistic center now. It's like it's become like, dare I say, a cool city in America.
Much like the Kilkenny of the, where is Detroit? The northeast?
It's in Michigan. It's on
the Kilkenny
on the
of Michigan. Lakes. The Kilkenny of Michigan, as they call it.
The Kilkenny of Michigan.
Fionn, listen, I look forward to the ultimate guide tomorrow. So thank you very much for today. Fionn Davenport, travel journalist and Lonely Planet author.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.